Okay, anyhow, let's get on to Tales from the Stupid, because this week I have kind of a joint. Too bad Mr. Mayhem had to leave to go to work, because he was involved in this, though the lovely Tits McGee also saw part of it. Mm-hmm. And even our own Mr. Safeword was involved in this. This was a night from idiocy. I have never seen... I have a great story also for Tales of the Stupid, but this night, though normally...
I have a title for you. We're going to call it
Night of the Living Idiots.
Yes. Yes.
Unfortunately, still living.
Okay. And I'm going to include all names, so Ref, don't... Where'd she go?
She's invisible. She went from being silent to being completely invisible.
I think she went to go get some cookies.
Ooh, or cookies. Kill herself.
She's fled the country. She's smarter than the rest of us.
Hey, Ref. Want to buy some cookies?
So, you know, you keep doing it. It's not as funny anymore.
Want to lick my cookies?
That's funny. Okay.
Hey, Madonna, would you like to... Oh, God. What the fuck is... Oh, no. It's sucking me in.
All right. So, anyhow.
Safe word's broken again.
Yeah, safe word's broken again.
It keeps crashing.
I'm joking on my cookie.
You're right.
Close all windows and reboot.
So anyhow,
if you were a Mac, you wouldn't have to do that.
Yeah, but you can't really play games.
Yeah, but if you were a Mac, you couldn't play anything, so it wouldn't count.
That's what I have my iPad for, and the Xbox, all right, and so, the PlayStation, Plants vs. Zombies.
So anyhow, last night, Sharks Club decides to hold Mardi Gras. Now, for those of you with a brain and a sense of timing, Mardi Gras occurred on February 21st. But apparently, Sharks Club decided to hold it March 4th, because, I don't know, 2 weeks later, maybe all those people who wanted to go from the real Mardi Gras could get back to Canada so they could go to the Sharks Club Mardi Gras night.
Isn't that supposed to happen on a Tuesday?
Yeah, and it was happening on a Saturday, but don't worry about it. So, first of all, they overpacked the place to the point that it was literally wall-to-wall people. I was talking to one or two of the people that were servers or the bussers there. They couldn't move through the crowd.
Oh, lovely.
They, of course, overserved everyone. Of course, because of certain other people involved, the amount of drugs on the floor are ridiculous. So, about 9:30, 9:40... No, I guess it was about 10 o'clock. Two ambulances and a fire truck pull up in front because a underage girl has overdosed on drugs in the bathroom.
Yay, Mardi Gras! Show me them titties! You don't have a choice because you're unconscious.
Yeah. I'm not even surprised.
So, the fire department calls the cops. And they want to basically have a citation issued because of just the overcrowding in there. They've apparently exceeded their fire laws by about 150 people.
Holy shit. That's when someone needs to start a fire in the corner because no one would notice it until the building collapsed.
Okay, it gets better. It gets better. So about cops show up. We have about maybe... We got one supervisor pulled in, and then three cruisers pulled in, and then five ghost cars pull up. One of the cops get out and proceeds to write a citation for 10 minutes before handing it off to the manager. They intend to fight it because the fire department didn't stay around to do official count.
That's the bouncers are supposed to be doing an official.
Yeah, well, they made sure the bouncers lost the counter.
And you see, this is why I didn't go work for them. I got offered a job by them once, and I said, "Fuck you, fuck no," and I walked away.
Yeah. So anyhow, but it gets better. So that was about 11. That was between 10 and 11 o'clock. So the cops keep taking off because all the cops being out there now, all the wannabes decide that, hey, man, the fuzz is here. We keep going, you know, so they take off. And the ghost cars just peel off after them. And God knows how many they fucking caught. So I have three cops. I have two cars worth of cops. I have four cops standing out in front. in the thing, in front of the club. And it's just line after line after line of stupid just coming out of there.
Mm-hmm.
So, and the cops are doing absolutely nothing.
Maybe they just didn't want to have a riot?
No. People are too stupid to riot. Oh, okay. So, 2 o'clock in the morning comes along.
Okay.
And by this time, Mayhem and Tits have shown up. They actually showed up around 1, and they could see just the insanity that was there. They went into Denny's, and like I said, don't remove any names. There are no innocent to fucking protect in this case. So, now one of this bar staff who got off at midnight, and yeah, Crystal.
She worked at Denny's, I thought.
No, she didn't work at Denny's. No, that's not that. Oh, you were thinking of the new hostess. No, that's not the new hostess. She's actually a new waitress at Sharks.
Funny, because I said, what, the dumb blonde that works there? And you're like, yeah, so how many fucking dumb blondes do they have employed at that fucking place?
You don't want to know.
5 or 6.
Holy shit.
And that's just...
bad when I could just generalize by dumb, drunk blonde.
So, there's other shit going on, by the way. I'm dealing with this working at the hotel that's stuck between the Denny's and the Shark Club. So, I'm in the middle
stuck
there.
Stuck between a rock and a dumb place.
Yeah, well, exactly. Yeah. The rock is what you feel when you eat at Denny's. Yeah. The dumb place is Sharks, of course. That actually
the
works.
The rock was the result of eating at Denny's.
Oh, no, it's never solid when I eat there.
Yeah, so shit's just getting sideways. I had about maybe 8, 9 kids?
Yeah.
Who climbed behind the planters. We have all these bushes out that are out in front of the hotel. And the idea is to look nice, landscaping. They climb behind there to light up. So I see these kids back there. And all of a sudden,
inconspicuous.
We have these lights, these floodlights that sign up the side of the building. All of a sudden, one of them goes out, and I hear over the rest of the kind of general mayhem that's occurring. Mm-hmm. No pun on your boyfriend. out there on the street. So I kind of go back there and I find all these kids. I'm like, the fuck are you doing? I'm just getting high. Get the fuck out of here. He's killing my buzz.
One thing I liked from the girl walking away, she's like, that guy's scary big. I don't like dealing with scary big people.
So one kid finally goes, hey, man, why don't you just take a chill? At which point, something snapped inside and the knight just kind of came out. And I went, get the fuck out of here before I rip off your head. Shove it up your fucking ass. And he said, oh, the security guy's going to chop off heads. He's going to chop off heads. And I said, I didn't say I was going to chop it off. I said I was going to rip it off. Now get the fuck out of here.
The kid's like, that was so fucking
funny. Safe Word was with me for this shit. And yeah, Safe Word was calming me down, trying to calm me down at this point.
Yeah,
so over at, like I mentioned, Crystal. She goes over to the Denny's. She goes into the handicapped washroom. No joke there. And proceeds to snort up whatever the fuck she was using and ODs.
Now, this was at 2 o'clock, right?
This is 2 o'clock
in the
morning.
She got off at midnight. So yeah. In the span of 2 hours,
oh, you can get
she
fucked
did
up.
Enough fucking drugs to get OD'd in a Denny's handicapped washroom.
Right next to her place of employment.
Yeah.
Don't
that
shit where you
eat. That is class in an epic level.
Mm-hmm.
So, what happens first is, and this is the reason why I'm saying don't hide any names. The manager at Denny's is friends with the manager at Sharks. And when they find Crystal flaked out in the bathroom, barely breathing, what's his first answer? Call the manager before he calls an ambulance.
What do you mean before he calls an ambulance?
Yeah, before they called an ambulance, they called the manager. So the manager comes over along with one of the other bouncers. They're checking up. They're literally having to hold her up. He's got a pile of napkins shoved under her face as pink drool is coming out of her mouth.
What?
Yeah, because these fucking retards know any first aid.
Yeah, no, their idea of first aid is just toss her in the dumpster in the back.
So at this point, I put my hands up and I'm saying, guess what? You know, my first aid ticket has expired, so guess what? I don't have to get involved at all. Somebody else is handling it. I can get the fuck out of here. So I walked away at this point. Then at that point, that's when they decided, fuck, yeah, her breathing's really fucked up. Yeah, we better call an ambulance. So now they call an ambulance. Could you just not let anybody know really where she's associated?
Fuck that.
So that's why I'm telling this. I hope to God I get sued for this shit, because I would love all of this to come out in fucking court, because they would have to disprove everything I just fucking said.
We should totally go to the province. I know they're full of retarded people that can't write shit, but we should fucking go to the province and be like, yeah, so...
She's fired now.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Because there's a police issue, because they had to call an ambulance and a fire truck.
This is so fucking scummy.
Yeah, I'm serious. I keep hoping for a fucking asteroid, because nothing less would wipe the scum of the earth out as much as this place is.
See, at least with the HA-owned bars, they keep everything quiet because they don't want the cops around.
No, this shit still goes on. You just never find the bodies from it.
Exactly.
It's no better.
We don't
have
to deal with it.
There's no spillover is the point. Yeah. And after you guys took off, I was still at Denny's till about 4:30 in the morning with Mayhem, having coffee and playing Plants vs. Zombies on the iPad. And so after they pulled Crystal out on the stretcher, they were in there for like an hour, eh?
Yeah, I know.
Working on her, so they finally drag her out. The place is so full of stupid, it's like standing room only in the Denny's. I've never seen it so packed.
Oh, I know, I drove by there after I got off work, and I'm like, I gotta go get something to eat at Denny's. That was fucking smart.
Yeah.
And I fucking show up, I'm like,
no.
No, I'll kill all of them.
So that's why I turned around, walked down the road, saw me standing out there screaming at kids, and basically went, I'll hang out with Dak.
Yeah, this looks more safer from stupid than there.
Hey, look, it's sanity. He's yelling at the stupid.
There's a sanity in the cloud of retards. You can see Dak's aura.
He's stupid. That's stupid. I'm going to go there.
So, those kids were terrified of me. That was fucking awesome. I thought I was a drug dealer, though, because I was like dressed in all black.
Yeah, he walks over and there's these four or five really dumb kids. I think they might have even been from the group that I had chased.
No, they were. They were the same potheads.
Okay, and they're leaning up against his Jeep.
Oh my god.
And all I did was walk up. I'm like, get the fuck off my Jeep. And I walked in my. Like, I did it so nonchalant. They're like, god. Stupid kids.
Yeah, by the way, did any of those kids look like they were old enough?
No. They looked like they were 13. Maybe 16 at most.
Yeah, probably like 16 to 17 years old.
Not my type. They're too old.
All hate mail can go to go@yourself69staff@hotmail.com. Yeah, there was still a chick sitting out in the foyer. You know, they've got this the double door system to keep the heat inside and cold out, whatever. So you've got two doors on either side of this little room, and then you go in there, and then there's two doors into the restaurant. The douchebags tend to congregate in this area because it's easy access to a smoking area, and. Yeah, you know, we're just going to hang out here for no particular reason. So,
because hanging out in the Denny's is cool.
There was some chick sitting on the windowsill wrapped in blankets from the ambulance, and she was there for three... She was sitting there for 3 hours.
The ambulance just forgot about that one.
Yeah, I guess they just left her there. But there was two dudes standing around her, and they were trying to pick a fight with anyone who walked through the door.
What?
Hey, what's up, fucker? Hey, you want me to fucking punch you in the fucking face? Blah, blah, blah. You're like, come on. Really? You got some chick? And she's sitting there. Her eyes are barely open, and she's kind of wobbling back and forth.
And we could have killed those two.
Yes. Oh, fuck. God. Yeah.
But, the cops wouldn't have minded.
But speaking of cops, this kind of ties into my tale of the stupid. I'm actually, unfortunately and surprisingly, unemployed all of a sudden.
Yeah, but you... I'm not even going to get into it. You dealt with so much shit this last couple
of
weeks.
I mean, fully, completely, I don't even have any DJ gigs anymore. Surprise!
I know, I heard about that, yeah.
So, it's just been a slow season, and unfortunately, the company had to, you know, my boss needed the money, couldn't...
Well, he has two kids and, or one kid.
Two kids, yeah, Harry and Willie.
Two kids and a wife, so yeah,
He's got what? Yeah, Harry and Willie.
Oh, Harry and Willie. I thought you said Larry and Willie. Oh, that's kind
of
funny.
Yeah, Larry and Willie, for those of you who don't live in this region, they're DJs on a local radio show. So
they used to be funny.
Yeah, yeah.
Once upon a time.
Long time ago, before the oceans drank Atlantis.
Wait, how old were you back then?
Four.
So I'm working at my usual pub, which is going to be the last time for a while, except for I'm doing one gig next Saturday, and then that's it. Big Daddy's taking over for a while.
Mm-hmm.
There's a new girl there who likes to hang around, and there's something a little bit strange about her. She seems to think she's a police officer.
Huh?
So last weekend, when all the shit was going on with, I believe I talked about the issues with the music and the staff complaining and the customers complaining
yeah.
about
yeah.
all that.
You mentioned that in the last show, yeah.
Yeah, so all this is going on, and last weekend was kind of the culmination of all this. It was a whole lot of bitchiness going around. It was just a bad weekend. And here's this woman who I've never seen before. You know, guys can be a little creepy. They can be a little clingy and, hey, baby, what's going on? That sort of thing. This woman creeped me out more than any man ever has.
Did she have rape in her eyes?
She really did.
Trying to sell you cookies?
My kind of woman. Yeah.
No. She was the kind, you know, I've told you about the tit rubbers.
Yep.
Where I'm standing at my DJ gear and they come up and they lean up against you and, you know, kind of slide up and down. You know what I really want to hear? It'd be really great, rub, rub, rub. If I could hear some tragically hip rub, rub, rub.
And you're not videotaping it? Shit, just you talking about is doing it for me.
But these tend to be the type of people where they realize that they're kind of using you to brace themselves because they're too drunk to stand up on their own. So yeah. They're not going to breathe in your face. At least they're going to turn their face away when they talk to you.
Yeah.
So that they're being rude, but they're not being entirely rude. This one, not so much. She never rubbed her tits on me. She just kind of stuck her face right into my face and breathed on me.
Personal space issue people. I've met them.
Yeah.
With nothing really to say except for... So I'm talking to this guy over there, and I think he's kind of cool, except I think he's been drinking, and I think I should arrest him because he says that he's going to drive, and I'm a police officer, and I think that maybe I should, like, arrest him, and I'm like, what the hell is going on here? I kind of, like, waved her off, and yeah, can I play you a song now? Okay, fuck off.
Subtle.
I've never slept. So she goes back and sits at the bar, and she's hitting on the bartender because she thinks the bartender thinks she's hot. She thinks everyone thinks she's hot. When a fight breaks out, well, not a fight, but an argument breaks out between one of the waitresses and a table of goons that had been doing a birthday party upstairs.
That sound familiar.
And they were trying to basically walk out of the bar. I gotta go check on my friend. I think he tried to drive home. He might be dead on the side of the road somewhere. I'll be right back to pay my bill. I swear to God, get the fuck out of my way. One of those. And she's going, no, yeah. No, no. And so this woman turns around and goes, I should show them my badge because that would shut them the fuck up. I bet if I walked over there and showed them my badge that they would totally have to listen to me. And then maybe I can get the number of that big guy because it's actually kind of hot and I've had eyes for him all night.
So she showed them her badge.
Nice word use there.
And did it shut them up?
So I went back to work last week, this past weekend here. So just yesterday, I'm at the bar, and she's there again. And she's doing the same thing again. She's trying to give sobriety tests to a guy that she thinks has been smoking pot before he goes and drives home. Because he's like,
day is she there? I want to meet this chick. This is going to be fucking fun to fuck with her.
Oh.
See if you can get her to show you her badge.
No, not
apparently, she did show her badge to in front of someone else who actually saw it, and it does look like a police badge. But
she's probably a cop. It wouldn't surprise me. I mean,
there are cops that are freaking alcoholics.
Oh yeah,
the thing
a lot
is,
of them drink.
But
no, here's the deal. She's apparently on disability.
Then she is essentially false representing herself. And could...
That's impersonating
an officer, even though she is an ex-officer. Yeah,
well, okay, this might get me in trouble later, future career things, but you know the hiring staff there, so it's gone to fucking shit.
Yeah, I know.
Like, all they're hiring now is minorities of women, no offense, but like, they're not...
Yo, maybe I should apply.
I'll fake tan myself and tell them I'm Hispanic.
I don't know, I've met, like, that one cop I told you I met in Richmond,
mm-hmm.
that East Indian guy who didn't speak English... He's an RCMP officer, and he could barely speak fucking English.
I know. You know who, by the way, is back in uniform?
No, I saw him on Friday.
Shit, whatever.
That name, please bleep.
The Big Samoan.
The Big Samoan.
I saw him on Friday.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Cool.
I love this guy. He is...
Why was he ever out of uniform?
He was... he had... he did have a narcolepsy for a while.
Oh.
It's
not cool to sleep with dead people.
No.
I'm kidding.
Great. That's great. That is a great one. He had narcolepsy for a while, but it was associated with his weight.
Oh, okay.
He's lost a lot of weight.
Yeah, he looks actually really good now.
Yeah. And he also got into trouble because he fingered somebody in the office jokingly because she was like always doing that, and he was like, yeah.
Should we really be telling this on the air?
No. Because I'm not saying his name and everything, and he got kicked out of his unit.
Oh.
So he had a transfer. So he's back in.
He's never been the most subtle person in the world. No,
he's from Red Deer. He's East Indian. Now, among that culture, other East Indians, especially he has to deal with, always try to go brother, brother, and then, you know, talk in their own language and try to get a sense of sympathy. So his response to that, rather than saying, you know, I don't care what our, you know, nationality things is, what are you talking about? I'm fucking Samoan. My favorite cop in the world. Okay.
Yeah, whenever I call him Samoan, he gets offended and pissed off.
Well, they don't like, you know, it's like, never mind, I'm just going to do a joke that I won't do. You almost got me there. Fuck you. Fuck you. Anyhow, he's back in uniform. So in the local district.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah. I have another story. Now, this was the original story I was going to tell. Because this is not so much a tale of the stupid, it's a tale of what the fuck?
Oh, okay. Yes.
A week ago, I'm at the hotel again. And a guy walks in with a girl. Now, we've dealt with this guy before. He picks up a girl at the bar every week or so. And...
cookies.
Apparently he has cookies. And
don't,
so.
Don't.
And so you walk past the room like 5 minutes later and all you hear is crying?
No.
For about the next 45 minutes?
We actually were pretty full because we had a lot of sports teams in. So.
Sports
teams? We had to keep them on the first floor. So they go down and they're not even that far away from the front lobby where the main desk is, where I hang out with.
So you can hear him crying from there is what you're trying to
tell me. What we hear is, we don't hear anything. We don't hear the usual sex noises. They're down there for about maybe 10 minutes. Then we hear some angry yelling, right? Mm-hmm. And we're thinking, what the fuck? And she comes storming out and she goes, "This guy's a fucking pig. Would you please call me a cab?" So, okay, no problem. We call her a cab. She waits outside. I've done that gag to somebody. Only one person has ever laughed and actually gotten it. And I went, "Thank you. You have no idea how rare you are." But anyhow, it's not a side story. So call her a cab. She takes off. 20 minutes later, guy calls from the room to the front desk. "Yeah, are there any phone books?"
We know where this is going.
Yeah. So... he goes, "Yeah, it's in your drawer. Look there." He goes, "Oh, yeah. Oh, thanks." Click. Room's making an outside call. Look, we look at each other, me and the desk clerk. "Call, girl." So, about 45 minutes later, woman gets out of a car, walks in. We can tell just kind of the way she dressed. But I have to point out, she is wearing kind of a leather with fur trim jacket. Nice blouse, tight blue jeans, high boots, got a bag with her. She walks in and asks for the room. We tell her where it is. She's just about to start walking down that way when all of a sudden, girl stumbles by. Now, she is wearing a blouse, well, a dress, one of these mini dresses. It is
tube top stretched a little past its limit.
Yeah, it is so far down that practically her nipples are hanging out. I mean, literally, you could see the top of one of the
areolas.
The areolas on basically one side. And it's so hiked up that you can see her G-string she's wearing. And she's screaming, "Ha, ha, ha, ha," And then so we look over at her. Me and the call girl both stop and look at her. Blink, blink, blink. She basically looks at us, stumbles back out. That was it. Literally, I have no idea why she was coming into the lobby, but she saw us, turned around, and stumbled back out, screaming at her friends. And then, by the way, you get that wonderful Clydesdale clip-clop, clip-clop, clip-clop of chicks who don't know how to walk in high heels.
It's not that I don't know how to walk in them. I'm just really heavy, okay?
At that moment, this is the point where surrealism kicks in. The call girl turns to me and goes, "People have no fucking respect these days and don't know how to dress." I had a moment of clarity and connection with a call girl about the lack of respect and modesty in girls these days.
And you didn't have to pay for it.
Thank you. I'm out.
That was cheaper than cookies.
Where the fuck do you go from there, really? I mean, what do you do at that point?
That actually gives me a little bit of hope.
Yeah, I know, I know.
The call girls still have a bit of respect for themselves.
Well, you see, at this point, she's probably still sober. Yeah, and true. In the minority,
you know,
at that
some
point.
Of those girls, they make a great living off doing it. They love doing it. You know, and they're classy. At least
that's what their pimps tell you. Well,
totally for bringing brothels back in.
Oh, fuck yeah. I think it was a great idea. Get some off the street.
Yeah.
God.
Hey.
No, as soon as you take pimps out of the
equation. Yeah, no, I agree.
And give them a safe place.
I mean, there's still always going to be that, even with brothels, there's still going to be that element, but it's going to be a lot safer. Mm.
Human beings are never going to get rid of prostitution. People are always going to pay for sex. Even if it's not in that way, it'll be...
through marriage.
Yeah. But I'm bummed. Thank you. We're here all week. Yeah.
If they could legalize it and tax it, could pay off the national debt in a matter of weeks.
Yeah. It really could.
So, but anyhow, yeah, it is just, like I said, the fact that I had a moment like that with a call girl just tells you where the fuck this place is heading.
Mm-hmm.
Anyhow, anyone else got a tale of the stupid?
I got a tail. Might not be that stupid. I don't know. I had gone to the bank yesterday.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm in the bank doing my banking, la-da-dee-da, and doing, you know, the whole friggin'...
The banking thing that you do?
Bank thing that I do at the bank.
Went to the island and filled his chest.
Yeah, anyway, I'm on my way out. And, you know, just walking along, and all of a sudden I hear some old lady kind of freak out a bit. So I turn and look, and lo and behold, an old lady had fallen down.
Okay.
There's an old lady lying on the ground, and another old lady standing over her, kind of freaking out a bit. So, you know, my first instinct was just to keep walking. I'm kind of busy.
My first instinct is to ignore the suffering of other humans.
Yeah. But I decided not to go with my first instinct, and I went over, you know, and I'm a pretty hairy, sometimes scary-looking kind of guy, right? So I had to put on my little kid voice. Oh, my goodness, are you okay?
The voice you use for little kids, like when you try to get them to take the candy and get in the van.
No, that's...
Hey, you want some cookies?
Yeah, not that. Okay.
Yeah. Anyway, she was okay, but, you know, so I basically helped her get back on her feet, and then I pretty much disappeared into my car and took off. And I actually felt good about it for all of 3 minutes, but then for some reason I was overcome with depression after that, and I can't explain that.
Why?
Because no one else?
Well, there was no one else.
Oh, okay.
It was just me and these two old ladies. And yeah, no, I mean, why? Why would I be depressed after helping... Why does helping old people depress me?
Because you deal with the mortality of age? Is that it?
You're worried about being old and frail?
No, young people die too.
No, not so much the death as basically just the hopelessness, the...
Helplessness.
I
never intend to make it that far.
Because you saw someone in distress and didn't take advantage of them like your inner pirate told you to?
That could be it.
Unrelated. Thank you, PVM. Thanks.
Unrelated topic here. Has anybody else around here ever been hypnotized?
No.
I can't be.
Oh, I was just going to ask if your ass hurt afterwards, too, if that was like an old hypnosis thing or if that was just me. Captain out.
All this former talk about police officers and uniforms and clothing and stuff.
You have a little you have a Girl Scout uniform you want to show me?
No.
I'll buy your cookies.
Sailor Moon costume.
Sailor Moon.
No.
Pokemon, I choose you.
Oh, that reminds me.
Stop it. Both of you.
They're coming out with a new Pokemon in the fall.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Pikachu.
Yeah, new games.
Why does that sound so sexy? I guess
that was him? I thought that was you.
No, it was me. I'm just saying, when Pikachu does that, why do they make it sound so sultry?
Now with tentacles.
Pikachu.
What the fuck is wrong with you? It's an animated rat cyber mutant mouse. There's nothing sultry about Pikachu.
I'm joking, for the love of God.
I kind
of
still have
Pikachu. Oh my god, I've had way too much Red Bull.
They're pumping gas into the room. It's time to call it a night, folks. Oh my god, we actually have the ref dying. I didn't think she could.
Oh yeah, but anyways, the real story is...
Yeah.
Pikachu.
Stop. 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 Just let her finish it so we can get done.
Let me kill you. So I'm sitting outside in the patio area of the pub that I work at, having a cigarette. And there's usually people milling about, and I end up sitting next to this random dude. He looks over, sees the engagement ring on my finger, which is quite large, and he goes, "Oh, you're married?" And of course, because I want to keep the creepers away, I go, "Yeah, I'm married." He goes, "Oh yeah, me too. So my dad's a sheriff. You want to come back with me to his place and I'll wear the uniform?"
You know, can I tell you something? That is creepy, but at the same time, I applaud the direct openness of him. None of the kind of subtle, just right out in front, I'm owning the fact that I'm...
a total douchebag?
Yeah, in some way, yeah.
And when, of course, when I turn him down, he turns back to his other buddy and goes, "Oh, well, the last time my dad came home and saw his hat on the floor and his bed all mussed up, I had a good laugh because he couldn't figure it the fuck out. Ha, ha, ha. Hey, you like handcuffs?" "Yeah, actually, my husband has a couple of pairs, and I'm quite happy with my situation, thank you very much." "That's okay. I'll wear the hat. You'll like it. Come
he
on."
He fucking doesn't take no for an answer? Okay,
no.
So the...
Every time he would walk by me after that, because my location is right near where... it's like the bar's on one side, and the main entrance and the bathrooms are...
Okay, now
the
he's side. Gone from being kind of cool for the fact that he was open about his thing to he's gone into the full-fledged douchebaggery. The yeah. first time, if he had just said, "Do you want to come back? I can wear this the sheriff."
That was kind of funny.
That's actually, owning that, I have no problem with. Mm-hmm. After that, your douchebag fucking die. Excuse yeah. me while I hold you under a planter.
Well, that's just it, because every time he'd walk past, and he would make a point of walking by me very right. close, and he'd look over and kind of lean towards me and go, "I'll wear the hat."
You're not that funny.
Like, "Oh, come on, I got handcuffs." "Yes, you've told me 6 times. Fuck off."
Why do you let these people live?
Oh,
because Darwin was wrong.
No, he
was. The weak and the stupid have survived somehow.
No, that's the problem.
Like I said,
I've done
child locks and bike helmets.
Yeah, seriously, I've said it before. We have child safety capped the point that the weak fucking branches, the sickly trees have sprouted up and they're the full forest.
There's
now.
There's too many weeds.
Yep. We really need a cleansing. And I mean genetic.
I can lose 5 pounds. Come on.
I'm serious. I'm at the point where the zombie apocalypse is starting to sound like a better fucking idea every day.
I'm contemplating different ideas I can kill everybody.
Actually, the more I look around me, the more I think it's already happened.
Yeah, yeah, true. The deadheads are basically the ones in charge.
Pikachu!
And on that sad note, I'm going to call it a night. I'd like to thank everybody who came in and did actually do their job. You guys really did carry it a little bit further than you have before. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
I wouldn't roll up the rim.
Why do you say thank you now when you were head desking and crying no, no, no 10 minutes ago? You contradictory fuck.
It's part of his fantasy.
sometimes I like to play hard to get.
No, mister! My cookies! Go away!
Good night, everybody.
Good night.